From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The fragile three-day-old Syrian ceasefire negotiated by the U.S. and Russia appears increasingly troubled, with Moscow accusing Washington of failing to rein in rebel militias and insurgent commanders, saying there is little point to the truce while Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, continues to block U.N. aid from reaching the besieged city of Aleppo. Stefan de Mistura is the special U.N. envoy for Syria.
It is particularly regrettable because normally during these days we are losing time. These are days which we should have used for convoys to move with the permit to go because there is no fighting.
Aid agencies as well as the United Nations are ready to supply relief to an estimated 6 million people inside Syria, including 250,000 who were trapped in eastern Aleppo. The top Philippines diplomat has cautioned the United States against lecturing the government on human rights, prompting a White House spokesman to urge all countries, especially allies, to uphold universal human rights. Foreign Secretary Perfecto Yase called the mutual respect between his country and the U.S., and at the White House, the spokesman Josh Earnest said the United States has made it clear that human rights impacts the U.S. relationship with the Philippines. A group of British lawmakers has strongly criticized the intervention of Britain and France in 2011 that led to the ouster of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. The report from the British Parliament Foreign Affairs Select Committee said a lack of planning for the aftermath meant that Libya quickly descended into chaos with rival militias battling for power. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers met with Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and expressed mixed reaction to President Obama's intention to lift economic sanctions on the country formerly known as Burma. Mr. Obama spoke about the relationship between the U.S. and Myanmar after his meeting with Aung San Suu Kyi.
We are very hopeful about the future. We are hopeful about building on the friendship and partnership that we've already established. Not just with the new government, but more importantly with the Burmese people.
President Obama had sent a letter to Congress saying the administration is moving to restore trade benefits to Myanmar that were suspended more than two decades ago because of human rights abuses. In U.S. politics, Republican Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton returned to the campaign trail Thursday, first time she had been out for a few days recuperating from pneumonia. She spoke before an audience of supporters in the state of North Carolina about being anxious about getting back to campaigning.
I'm not great at taking it easy, even under ordinary circumstances, but with just 2 months to go until Election Day, sitting at home was pretty much the last place I wanted to be.
And on a more serious note, Clinton said she is running for president to make life better for children and their families. Meantime, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump spoke before the New York Economic Club.
We must replace the present policy of globalism, which have just taken so many jobs out of our communities and so much wealth out of our country, and replace it with a new policy of Americanism.
He also said he would make sure the workforce in the U.S. increased by 25 million workers over the next decade. A new New York Times CBS News poll of likely voters gives Clinton a 46-44% lead over Trump, but said that the two were tied at 42% each when you consider two other candidates running from minority parties. International Criminal Court has said it will start to focus on crimes linked to environmental destruction, the illegal exploitation of natural resources, and unlawful dispossession of land. The UN-backed court, which sits in The Hague, has mostly ruled on cases of genocide and war crimes since it was set up in 2002. Now it's moving quickly to be hailed by lands rights activists who are expecting some changes. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.